A doctor returns from prison to find his patients cured, not improved, cured. The anxiety is gone. The depression, the obsessive loops, the raw human friction, all of it vanished. And Walker Percy Scott wants you to feel the horror in that sentence. Percy knew medicine from the inside. He trained as a physician, contracted tuberculosis during his residency at Bellevue Hospital, and that illness redirected his entire life toward writing and existential philosophy. He understood what a real diagnosis looks like. So when his protagonist, Dr. Tom Moore, walks back into Feliciana Parish and finds his former patients serene, cooperative, and oddly vacant, Percy is not writing a feel-good recovery story. He is writing a warning. The novel is The Thanatos Syndrome, published in 1987, and it is a sequel to Percy's 1971 novel, Love in the Ruins. Tom Moore is back. He has served time for illegally prescribing drugs, and now he is trying to rebuild his practice. But something is wrong with the people around him. Think of a patient you might expect to be anxious, conflicted, full of the messy interior weather that makes someone human. Now picture that same person with all of that stripped away. They answer questions too directly. They initiate sex without preamble or tenderness. They lose the capacity for irony, for metaphor, for the kind of language that signals a self is home. That is the key idea Percy is establishing from the novel's first pages. The absence of suffering is not the same as the presence of meaning. Tom Moore is alarmed, precisely because he is a good diagnostician. He recognizes that what looks like wellness is actually a kind of erasure. Now, to understand why Percy frames this as a catastrophe, you need his concept of the malaise. Percy borrowed and deepened this idea from his study of Søren Kierkegaard, the Danish philosopher who mapped human existence across aesthetic, ethical, and spiritual stages. The malaise, for Percy, is the low-grade dread of modern life, the feeling of being a ghost in your own story, present but not quite real. It sounds unpleasant, it is, but Percy argues it is also a signal. The malaise tells you something is missing. It is the ache that points toward transcendence, toward genuine selfhood, toward what he would call eros, the drive toward life, connection, and meaning. Thanatos is the opposite. Thanatos is the death drive. And the terrifying move Percy makes is to show Thanatos arriving not as violence or despair, but as comfort, chemical comfort. A sodium compound is being introduced into the local water supply, and it is smoothing people out, removing the friction, killing the signal. Percy won the National Book Award for Fiction for his debut novel, The Moviegoer, which first established his reputation for exploring modern alienation. That novel's protagonist, Binks Bolling, is also a man alert to the malaise, searching for authenticity in a culture that keeps offering him pleasant distractions. Tom Moore is Binks's spiritual descendant, but the stakes are higher now. Tom is not just personally adrift. He is watching an entire community lose its interiority. The behavioral changes Percy catalogs are precise and chilling. People stop using complex syntax. They respond to questions with blunt, animal directness. They lose the capacity for shame, for humor, for the kind of hesitation that marks a person weighing a moral choice. Remember this. Percy is not mourning neurosis for its own sake. He is arguing that the capacity for suffering and the capacity for selfhood are bound together. Strip one, and you strip both. The takeaway from this opening movement of the novel is this, Scott. The Thanatos syndrome is not a medical condition. It is a spiritual and psychological evacuation. The people of Feliciana Parish have not been healed. They have been emptied. Their complex inner lives, the anxiety, the longing, the moral struggle, have been traded for a vacant, chemical contentment. Percy, the physician turned novelist, understood that a doctor's job is not just to eliminate symptoms. It is to ask what the symptom is trying to say. Tom Moore asks that question. The answer he finds is that someone has decided human beings are better off without their humanity. That is the conspiracy at the heart of this novel. And it is, Percy insists, not science fiction. It is the logical endpoint of a certain kind of thinking, one that treats people as systems to be optimized rather than souls to be encountered.